something that's been on my mind multiple Sundays now, and it keeps popping back up on me each Sunday, and it's something that is very beneficial and useful for all of us. It's Ninth Psalm, chapter 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise of thee to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right in my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever, and hath prepared his throne for judgment. And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people upright in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. David's writing something about here that he's experiencing at the time. This is a present, past, and future psalm. When I say that, this is something that's already happened with him. It's also happening at the time, and it's also going to happen in the future. And this is exactly what is pertaining to us and what he's telling us. He's going through this with his enemies, and it might be physical enemies, but also spiritual enemies. And that's how you have to take this. Who are your enemies? Who are you fighting against? No different from our country. Who are our enemies? And the Lord shall prevail in the Lord's time. So it's a good go-to scripture in times of trouble and in times of need, knowing that God's going to take care of you, God's going to be there. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for this day to be together in the house that Jesus built, Lord. We pray that your glorious name will be honored here today, will be spoken. And as we come to our lesson today, we give thanks for the lesson that's about to come in front of us, and pray that the Spirit of the Lord will touch Brother Marty in delivering his message, for teaching and for our help, Lord, and for your glory. We pray that you forgive us of our sins, and we do pray for all those that are in need and of any type of help through you, Lord. We give thanks for your shield against wickedness, and we give thanks that we're able to turn to you and that you will protect us. Lord, when we get in the world living on ourselves, for ourselves, Lord, remind us that that's not what life is about, that you are our glory and you are our shield. In Christ's name we pray, amen.